Most of the nation is in the throes of winter, and if you're anything like me, at this point there is an inevitable longing for ripe and juicy summer fruit. But instead, grocery stores are stocked, as they should be, with the seasonal fruits of winter. Bananas, pears, and a wide variety of apples. Fuji, Gala, delicious. Their crunch no longer as festive as their names might suggest. Even sweet clementine, the darling of winter fruit, is losing some of her seductive appeal. Now, this is that frustrating time of the year when the taste buds yearn for the sweetness of summer, and most particularly the warm and succulent taste of the peach. David Mas Masumoto is an organic peach farmer and writer. He's authored a new book about the peach. It's called Four Seasons in Five Senses, and he says when it comes to summer fruit, the peach has a special appeal.
I think peaches carry with them this wonderful memory of summer. So when you bite into one and the juices just gush in your mouth and trickle down your cheeks, you understand this is when summer begins.
You grow peaches in California. And California is not necessarily the state that is associated with peaches. Many people think of Georgia. So what's the difference between a California peach and a Georgia peach, or a peach that would come from anywhere in the South?
I would like to think that peaches are indigenous to the high deserts of China, and it's very much that climate that we have here in the Central Valley of California, very dry, very hot, and peaches enjoy that kind of weather. I always thought of the South as being hot but humid, and it creates, I think, a different type of flavor in a peach. I like to think that maybe even because I'm Asian American, I have this extra affinity with a peach because of its origins in China.
Describe for us a perfect peach.
Oh, the perfect peach is the one that when you go out early in the morning, you can see the sunrise glistening off the fruit. And when you pick it, you feel this the soft texture. Peaches have this wonderful, marvelous fuzz on them that gives you a tactile experience. When you bring the peach near your mouth, the aromas start to enchant. And when you bite into it, as I said earlier, you know summer has arrived.
In your hands, peaches are poetry. They are, or at least they should be, the fruit of the gods. And you, in your book, have this beautiful ode to the peach. And I'd like you to read it for us, beginning on page 133, in the second paragraph.
I daydream about peaches, clenching my teeth at the challenge before me until my jaws ache at night. I've developed a slight trigger finger in my right hand from unconsciously opening and closing my fist while desperately dream of achieving a consistent standard of excellence. I've imagined my task like a Greek odyssey, a quest to please the gods in their whims and jealousies as they toy with us mortals. Aphrodite must have been a lover of peaches, their scent and aroma, the purity of the blush, the flavor of the flesh. Peaches as an aphrodisiac, until my ode turns to a classic tragedy and my hopes are crushed when I realize peaches weren't introduced to Western civilization until after the travels of Marco Polo. My furor reaches a biblical crescendo as I imagine peaches closer to sacramental wine than any other fruit. I believe they should have served peaches at the Last Supper instead of bread and wine. Peaches are alive. They grow and change, the pulpy meat aging with sweetness of life, the flavor subtle. They are grown by stewards of the land, hard-working, toiling, with a sense of respect and awe. Fresh peaches, not something baked or fermented, a huge fruit cut into 12 thin slices, eaten slowly so that the spirit of the land and the farmer and the wonder of God's nature is tasted in its full glory. Peaches, the fruit of heaven. My vision is suddenly clouded, though. I believe Eve and her apple gave all tree fruits a bad reputation.
Listening to you, I am really wishing it was July right now and I could walk in the store and buy one of these peaches. This passage is included in a chapter called How to Eat a Peach. You've given this much thought. So how should a peach be eaten?
Oh, peaches should be eaten in two ways. One is that there is this sense of reflection when you eat a peach. You eat one slowly, you rotate it in your hands, feel the skin with your fingertips and that tactile enjoyment, the aroma, and you bite into one, and it sends you into the memories of your past, because people who enjoy great peaches probably have great memories of eating a peach. And if my peaches work, at a certain point, people are eating them and no longer think of my peaches, but think of their peaches in their past.
And you have different techniques. Now, you use the fingertip pressure approach as opposed to the palm pressure technique.
One way to pick a peach is that you look for that little give in the skin, because it shows that a peach is no longer rock hard. It has transitioned into a ripe stage of maturity. One method is you put it flat in your hand and gently squeeze with your palm, feeling the give in the skin, in the surface. I use a fingertip technique where I do the same thing basically with my fingers. I know some other farmers I've talked to jokingly say the fingertip technique works, but it leaves little dents in fruit, and some of the retailers don't like that. I've always thought that at a grocery store they should have this one peach sitting out in the front on a pedestal where consumers could go by and kind of squeeze it and get a tactile sense of what this peach is all about.
Even though it's winter, we can find peaches in grocery stores, even here in the north, in most of the country. They come from other places, mm-hmm. but they're not the same as that summer peach. When you bite into it, it's not as soft. It's a little bit mealy. It just isn't as satisfying.
Well, a lot of those peaches are obviously imported, many from Chile and South America. And I imagine some are okay, but they have to be transported over those many, many miles. And I would like to think you should eat fruits and vegetables seasonally. So in the winter, have winter produce, and in the summer, have those summer fruits.
So the memories will sustain us, and I guess the message is be patient. The peaches will come in time.
Be patient and trust your memory. And my greatest fear is that people won't have a memory of a wonderful tasting peach. Because if they don't have that memory, then what they may buy in a conventional store and very ordinary peaches is good enough. And it's not. It's not good enough. It should be wonderful.
And this was wonderful. Mas, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
David Mas Masumoto runs an organic farm in Delray, California. His latest book is called Four Seasons in Five Senses, Things Worth Savoring.